thoroughly deserved and special meaning to me, because October 27th, 1963, he introduced me on Sunday night at the Palladium. And I've always had the highest regard for him. Thoroughly deserved and great. He is an icon.
And it's about time, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, when you see certain people who've got it in the past, I mean, Mick Jagger and company, dear God almighty, Bruce Forsyth has entertained our country for over 50 years at the top.
So why do you think it's taken so long?
Political.
But what's the politics behind the political?
Well, I think if they think you're of a certain genre, if you're a Tory, you won't get in when Labour are in, and when you're a Labour person, you won't get in when the Tories are in. Work that out for yourselves.
And you really think it gets that nasty?
Oh, I do. Yes, I do. They support their own. All politicians do. Not that I've got much time for any of them.
And is this people power then, or
it certainly must be, because the public wanted it, all the show business wanted it, and he wanted it. I told him to take it easy, it'll happen. And I've spoken to him tonight, and it was just lovely. He's thrilled.
What did he say to you tonight?
You know he's got a dog that barks like that, don't you? It goes, and the dog knows as well. The dog's down on one knee. He just said that he's chuffed and thrilled, and, you know, it's been going on for about 5 years, hasn't it, Stephen?
Yeah.
So, you know, good luck to him. God bless him. He's in his 80s now. Let him enjoy it now. It's no good giving these things when someone's dying. Let Bruce get out and have a good time with it. Sir Bruce.
And I'm really interested, Jimmy, in what you've touched on in terms of, you know, sometimes these things, they don't actually mean a lot to the recipient. How much did it mean to Bruce when you talked to him tonight?
It means a lot to him. A great, great deal to him. Because he's from that side of show business. He was a variety act. And here he is. He's up there. And he's a knight. And bless him. He's loved like Harry Secombe was, and Frankie Vaughan, and people of that era, you know. And he stood the pace. My God, 50 years at the very, very top of your profession, and still at the top.
Yeah, and that's what's incredible, isn't it?
Well, he just looks great in suits. He still works well. He's a thorough pro, and it's great. I can't wait for the first time we play golf together, him, me, and the lads. And we went, you're up, Sir Bruce.
What's he like behind the scenes, Joey?
Nice man. Nice man. A moaner on the golf course. He moans like hell. But he's good company. You have a good laugh. You know, he's one of the lads, I promise you.
Well, listen, thank you. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for talking to us tonight.
Well, Stephen, I can't wait till I'm phoning you again when you're getting yours.
I just don't think so somehow, sir, but thank you.
God bless and keep well.
Night, night. Thank you.
Ta-da.